This is KCUR 89.3. A male in Wyandotte County can expect to live about 7 years fewer than a male in Johnson County, a female 6 fewer. Those are two of the many health disparities that make the side-by-side Kansas counties seem like different countries. In our new Crossing to Health series, we're exploring the reasons for the divide and the toll that poor health takes on neighborhoods. Today, KCUR's Alex Smith looks at the overall picture.
At her home studio in Westwood, Kansas, yoga instructor Marilyn Pace leads a class of 5 to 8-year-olds. With the help of songs, games, and other kid-friendly teaching methods, she guides her small students through poses like the cobra, the triangle, and the downward-facing dog. Not every Johnson County kid takes yoga, but residents here are a pretty fit group. They have low rates of obesity and smoking, engage in lots of physical activity, and have high life expectancies. So it's no surprise that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation ranks prosperous, well-educated Johnson County as one of the state's healthiest counties year after year. But just 6 blocks from the yoga studio, where Wyandotte County begins, the picture of health is quite different. Patients on gurneys are lined up in the hall of the emergency room at the University of Kansas Hospital in Wyandotte County. Emergency department head Dr. Dennis Allen says, besides handling emergencies, the staff here provides a lot of routine care for low-income patients seeking pain relief or just medication refills.
A lot of this is, you know, but for the grace of God go I.
It's symptomatic of a community in distress, struggling with high rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Dr. Allen says it's a community that's often misunderstood.
These are not people that have just made bad choices, who just didn't want to work. You know, these are people who are working hard. Is there some substance abuse? Is there some mental illness that goes into that lower income population? Yeah, there is. But again, those are illnesses. And these people need our help.
Wyandotte County came in dead last for health factors in Kansas when the first county rankings came out in 2010. That was a time when the county seemed poised to overcome decades of economic decline, thanks in part to the development of the Legend Shopping Center and sports arenas out west. But the rankings showed a health crisis so severe that the county's rebirth suddenly seemed to be a mirage.
To be on that upward swing in terms of the county really feeling good about itself for the first time in a long time, to have these health rankings come really was pretty discouraging.
Mark Holland was elected mayor and CEO of the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas in 2013. The shock triggered an almost complete reset of priorities as the government, nonprofit groups, businesses, schools, churches, and residents combined to take on what appeared to be a full-blown health crisis. It wasn't long before farmers markets, nutrition programs, health fairs, and new grocery stores started sprouting up throughout the county. But it was all based on a big gamble, that residents would absorb the message and take their health into their own hands. Inside the Argentine Community Center, on a Monday night, big beats rock the gym while dozens of neighbors follow an energized fitness instructor. The free exercise and nutrition classes that started here about a year ago quickly filled up, and a waiting list grew as long as the class roster. KCK native Christina Moreno says her family didn't pay all that much attention to health when she was growing up, but as a participant in the class, she's lost over 50 pounds and now brings her 9-year-old daughter Elena along with her.
I'm glad that I can get her involved and active and make her aware that mom's making healthier choices, and hopefully she'll follow in my footsteps.
Wyandotte County's health push is still in its early stages, but there are promising signs. A recent report from Kansas City's Reach Healthcare Foundation shows rates of death from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are on the decline. Even though the community center gym is packed, the emergency rooms continue to fill up as well. And as the health campaign expands, there are reasons to be skeptical. Health experts say income and education are two of the biggest factors connected to good health, and those are two areas where the county is at a big disadvantage. Ultimately, leaders like Mayor Holland face a vexing question. Is it possible to fix a county's health without first fixing its economy?
Fortunately, I was a philosophy major, and we spent a lot of time on the chicken and the egg.
As Holland sees it, the troubles of Wyandotte County can't be solved one at a time. Instead, he says it will take small improvements, which will make residents more productive, and that in turn will help boost the economy.
There's no silver bullet to resolve these issues, but there is silver buckshot. And every small thing that we can bring together and move it in the same direction in a common pattern, we can create a collective impact that's going to transform our community.
That transformation isn't something that will happen right away. Changing a community's mindset, whether it's in Wyandotte or Johnson County, will be at least a generation's work. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.
Alex Smith's reporting was undertaken as a California Health Journalism Fellow at the Center for Health Journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Journalism.